Welcome to the Live to Shoot podcast. My name is Jeff Dowdle, and I've been a licensed firearm dealer for the last 17 years. This podcast talks about all things related to the Second Amendment, as well as anything else going on in the world, or a sports story, or anything else that I might find interesting. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So the one thing I'm going to miss about Joe Biden is the comedy that surrounds him. The falls, the slips, and the other thing is his faux toughness that he likes to exude, and that always comes out. He wears his aviator sunglasses out, but he likes to get angry. And if you watch the State of the Union, he was very angry and yelling. And that may have been the Adderall that he was drugged up on to keep him up that late or whatever. But he likes to pull out and just show how tough he is. And when it comes to gun control, he likes to be the tough guy and show, you know, that he's ended it and he's going to do it again. And it came out a couple times in the State of the Union address. And, you know, here are just a couple of my favorite quotes. The first one, he's talking about what needs to be done. And this is a little threat that he gives.
He said, do something. Do something.
So do something. That's what he's saying. We need to do something. And, you know, that do something has always been, you know, ban high-capacity magazines, universal background checks, eliminate evil assault weapons and things. But he's yelling, do something. We have to do something. And then the next clip, he is in the context of that he's accusing President Trump of just kind of blowing off gun violence. And he is saying here what he's going to do about it.
I say, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
I just love it. Just stop it. Just stop it. And, you know, when he gives these threats, I'm wondering, you know, who's he yelling at? Is he yelling at us, the American people? Is he yelling at the representatives? It's like he's a little, he's a dictator, and the only way that he knows how to get his way is to yell and threaten. And that is what he seems to be doing. But the bad news for Joe is that it doesn't matter what he says. The truth is what's happening. And things are changing. You know, the number of constitutional carry states from when he was in the office, when he started, was 16. It's now 29 after Bruin. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. The number of people carrying is and being able to get their permits in a timely fashion has gone up, and that has reduced in lower crime. And the leftists even themselves keep slipping up, trying to show what a great job he's doing, but then they can't, you know, reconcile the fact that crime rates are going down and gun purchases are going up. So in an article this week, last week from the Center Square, their title is Mass Gun Violence Down 48% So Far. And so a leading criminologist from Northeastern, Alan Fox, says that it's down nearly 50% compared to last year. And he says, as for crime, it's good news is no news. Mass shootings by the gun violence archived definition are down 48% so far this year. He said, you know, he goes, this is a quote, there really is no epidemic of mass shootings. The epidemic in the level of fear that is way out of proportion with the risk. He says he argues that when the media reports hundreds of cases of mass gun violence a year, whenever they report on incidents with many fatalities, they give a misleading impression because most mass shootings don't involve more than one death. So there's that. And then there's an article from the Daily Signal. And this comes back to what I was talking about. The leftists can't really balance out what, you know, they want to highlight, you know, gun violence being up or crime rates being down. They threw out that Bruin was going to make it just a crime rate was going to go crazy with all these people carrying guns. Those people that were threatening that, in quote, according to the article, unintentionally and with no sense of irony, that violent crime rates are actually on the decline in those restrictive gun control states forced by Bruin to recognize the right to bear arms in public. Giffords, a prominent gun control advocacy organization, previously condemned Bruin as an extremist arguing that it would drastically affect the safety of a large swath of U.S. population by escalating gun violence, leading over more people to feel unsafe in their own communities. But then 2 years later, while retweeting an article that criticizes conservatives for asserting that President Joe Biden's failed border policies are particularly responsible for an increase in crime rates, even though significant evidence suggests that the claim is false, Giffords now highlights that they claim that crime rates are actually falling. Gun control advocates can't seem to get their story straight. Crime rates often appear to increase or decrease depending on whichever is most useful to the gun control narrative, and that is the truth. But the one thing that they can't get away from, and the stats show it, that more guns don't lead to more crime, that is for sure, and they actually lead to a safer environment for those that are in there. And that is what we have to keep pushing with the Second Amendment. And when I say, you know, to iterate, to quote Joe Biden, you know, do something, and that do something is to vote for Donald Trump and get Joe Biden out of office. That's what our do something is gonna be. And when we say just stop it, we're just stopping the regime and the control that they've had over us for the next 4 years, because we're going to remove them from office. We're going to get rid of the administrative state, and we are going to get a clean slate. That's what we're going to do. Thank you for listening. Share this podcast. Tell others about it. Give it a comment. And if you do it, like it, follow it, whatever you need to do. I appreciate it. If you have any feedback, feel free to send it to me. I appreciate listening, and take care.